Greetings. I'm Joel of Heart City Church. Let's spend 5 minutes with Jesus. In order to be happy and whole in Him, we must take serious Jesus' call in Matthew 11:28-30 when He says, "Come to Me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn from Me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For My yoke is easy and My burden is light." We noted yesterday that twice Jesus calls us to rest, and twice He calls us to take His yoke, which is a call to work. Jesus balances work and rest, and He holds them both forth as gifts. So let me ask, how are you sleeping? Or maybe better, how much are you sleeping? Do you know that folks today sleep 1 to 2 hours less a day than 60 years ago, and 2.5 less hours than a century ago? And doctors are saying the effects are significant and often devastating. Genesis 1 and 2 reveal men were not created to work and work and work. In the creation narrative, you hear this refrain in the first 6 days. God works, and then there was evening and there was morning. And you know the very first thing in the Bible God blesses? "Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it He rested from all the work of creating that He had done." Genesis 2:3. Now, God doesn't need to rest because God doesn't get tired. Psalm 121:4 says God neither slumbers nor sleeps. So why does God take a day off and rest from His work? Because the very day before He made man in His image, man who is finite but called to work, like God. God calls man to work in this very chapter using the same Hebrew word for God's working. God rested to show us that we as finite men needed to rest from our work. So He gave us a weekly pattern so we could thrive. It goes like this: work, rest, work, rest, work, rest, work, rest, work, rest, work, rest, rest, rest. And then we are recharged to do it again. But when men turned away from God in Genesis, our world quickly became an anxious rat race. That's how the very next book of the Bible starts, Exodus. The guy running things is Pharaoh, a man obsessed with building storehouses, saving more grain, increasing his wealth, convinced that all this work will make him happier and more secure. And Pharaoh saw people as producers and consumers, and the Hebrews, who were once his neighbors, were made slaves. And every day on the Egyptian calendar for the Hebrew was a work day. Can you imagine 400 years with no vacation, no downtime? But God heard their cries and set them free, crushing Pharaoh. And God brings them out to Sinai, where He gives them a gift, a brand new calendar. God said, "Israel, you take off every seventh day to rest and spend it with Me." As a pastor, I've heard folks groan as though it were a burden when I encourage them to stop and rest on Sunday. Do you think after 400 years of relentless work under Pharaoh's thumb that the Hebrews said, "A day off? What a horrible burden"? Actually, we hear they did have trouble resting. They remained stuck in the rat race mentality, and the Old Testament became a history of Israel failing to enter that rest and God never slumbering, until the Word became flesh and slept among us. The New Testament opens with God Himself becoming human in Jesus Christ, and we might even say that no one ever slept like Jesus. In Mark 4, the disciples are in a boat in the middle of a violent storm, and they're crying out as it fills up with water. And Jesus is fast asleep in the boat. Jesus fully trusted God in the midst of the storms of life, and He knew He needed to rest because He was fully human. So why don't we? I remember I spent much of my life seeing it as a badge of honor to sleep just 5 hours a night and feel really good about all I could get done with the extra time. I now see I was not trusting God to cover the night shift. I was refusing to see that God made me a creature who should appreciate the gift of sleep, the daily joy of being still and knowing that God is God. Psalm 46:10. Psalm 127:3 says, It's useless to rise early and go to bed late and work your worried fingers to the bone. Don't you know he enjoys giving rest to those he loves? That is a verse I would encourage you to recite when you're having trouble sleeping. And try to discipline yourself by getting into a routine, cutting out screen time when it's late, and to recognize that Christians are called to have an eternal perspective, not one where our time is limited. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for entering into your rest so that we can rest in the gospel of "It is finished." We confess that we struggle to cast our cares upon you, that we're too addicted to the things of this world that we struggle to stop. Grant that we will exercise our faith, step off the hamster wheel, and rehearse each night that you are sovereign. Amen.